It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we'll look at the Wisconsin roots of legendary actor and director Orson Welles as we mark his 100th birthday this week.
First, if you listen to the governor and other Republicans describe the state budget, there's a lot riding on a new revenue forecast that could come out this week. If the forecast is good, lawmakers could reduce cuts to education and other budget items. If not, the cuts will probably stick.
But critics say it didn't have to be that way, and there are better options going forward if Republicans would take them. WPR's Sean Johnson has this report.
Almost immediately after Governor Scott Walker unveiled his budget in January, Walker and other Republicans were downplaying it. That budget was based on revenue estimates that were too low, they argued. The final budget would have more money to spend once new estimates were in.
Once the new revenue numbers come out.
We'd like to wait for the revenue estimates.
Depending on what the new revenue numbers are. That come
Republicans said that with that new revenue on the way, there was less reason to worry about some of the cuts in Walker's budget. They knew what they'd do with the money once they were sure they had it.
Those levels of funding for schools would be restored.
I think we've agreed to look at K-12 education, transportation, UW, and family care.
I'd like to make sure that we would use a portion of that to help restore some of the money to the university. There are other priorities, too. We still have transportation.
The problem with squeaking by on revenue forecasts is that these days they're increasingly wrong. Brenna Erford worked on a study for Pew Charitable Trust that found that in most states, revenue forecasting errors are bigger than they used to be.
Volatility is really just a fact of life. There's really nothing states can do to get rid of it.
Erford says there are lots of reasons for this. States are susceptible to global economic trends. Also, more tax revenue comes from investment income, which goes up and down. When forecasts predict more revenue, she says states are tempted to use it. That happened in Wisconsin last year when Republicans used a strong revenue estimate to cut taxes. The trouble is, that estimate was wrong. Todd Berry with the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance says the state would have been better off if Walker and lawmakers had done nothing at all.
We'd be sitting on over $1 billion surplus. So that election year decision based on revenue estimates that incidentally turned out to be wrong, to be too high by about $500 million, that decision really, more than anything, set the table for everything that's happened since.
Now that these new estimates are almost here, the governor's tone has changed. He's starting to downplay them, suggesting that if they're not as good as hoped, some budget cuts might be inevitable. That idea bothers John Peacock, budget expert with the Wisconsin Council on Children and Families.
I really can't think of a time when it would be so easy, relatively speaking, to avoid much of the cuts.
For example, Peacock says Republicans could delay the full phase-in of a tax credit they passed for manufacturers that has run into estimate problems of its own. It was originally supposed to cost the state about $100 million this year. Instead, it's cost more than double that.
So rather than continuing to phase that in and having this ballooning cost of a very ineffective tax break for corporations, let's just freeze that in place at the current level.
But Republicans say they like that tax break because they think it will lure manufacturers to Wisconsin. They're more content to take a wait-and-see approach for now. They're also waiting on actual numbers, not estimates, for tax collections this fiscal year. Those need to be good, or Republicans might have to plug a hole in the current budget before they can worry about the next one. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And Sean Johnson is with us now from the Capitol to go a little further into the details. Sean, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So according to Republicans, a lot riding on these numbers. So what have we heard so far about whether the numbers are going to be good or bad?
Well, you've heard I think you can go back to the governor's campaign even, where he was saying these numbers are going to be better than you think. I mean, at that time, every memo that came out seemed to suggest that Wisconsin was going to be facing budget troubles, but the governor was saying that assumes that you're not going to get all this money that I think we're going to get. So the message from Republicans really going back to last fall has been, things are better than you maybe think they're going to be right now. They have one thing working in their favor when it comes to that, and that is they made a lot of changes to the tax law and changes to income tax withholding this year that make it a lot harder to measure than usual. So nobody's quite sure what these numbers are going to show, but either way, there is a lot riding on them.
Right. Well, I was going to ask you, what new information or changes are factored into these new numbers as opposed to the old ones that hopefully will give a more accurate picture?
Yeah, I'd say the biggest one that makes it harder to measure is just with the income tax withholding. And that, you know, that's not a change of how much the state collects in income taxes. It's just a change of when it collects it. So over the past year, after they made that change, you might have noticed that your monthly or, you know, weekly paycheck got a little bit bigger because the state was taking a smaller piece of it in each paycheck. But at the end of the year, if you usually got a refund, that refund got smaller. So it's just a matter of kind of when it takes that money. For revenue forecasters, that makes an already difficult job even more difficult because they can't rely on how things were looking last year at this time or the year before that. Everything is different. And, you know, on top of that, Republicans have added a lot of new tax cuts in recent years. Those are also tough to peg.
So a little clarification here. Mm-hmm. Is this just the latest projection or is this here is what we have, period?
Yeah, it's going to be both. So they do these revenue estimates, you know, every so often to give the state an idea of where things are going, because that's how the state builds its budgets. They look at these estimates and they say, here's how much money we're going to have. Now we have to decide how we're going to spend that. Do we need to cut money? Do we have extra money? What do we want to do with that? It's all based on these. And so we're going to see these estimates coming out for the next couple of years. You know, that will say, do we have any extra money to, you know, plug a hole in the cut to K-12 education? Do we have any extra money to go toward that the University of Wisconsin, which saw a $300 million cut? They're also going to see actual numbers coming out for this fiscal year that say whether or not we need to do something right now because the state's going to run out of money before June 30th.
Now, some critics of the cuts are saying they see some clear options for reducing the proposed budget cuts, including freezing that manufacturing tax credit that's been more expensive than proposed. How receptive are lawmakers to other fixes like that?
Not too receptive, I mean, among majority Republicans, at least not yet. I mean, I think we'll have to see what happens if the numbers come out and they're bad or they're not as good as expected. It might change their view on some things. But as of right now, that tax credit for manufacturers that's costing a lot more than originally projected, Republicans like that. So that's something where Democrats feel like that's an easy fix. That would go ahead and at least freeze that, not roll it back, but just freeze it. Republicans are not talking about that. Another one, which is, you know, just soaked in politics, is that Democrats feel like Republicans ought to accept federal money to expand Medicaid as part of Obamacare. This is something that Republicans in other states have done. So it's not as taboo as it was once seen among GOP leaders. But not in Wisconsin. I mean, Governor Walker said he wants no part of that, even though it could save the state as much as $345 million.
Now, lastly, you said in your piece that the governor seems to be dialing down expectations for these budget projections as a fix for the budget cuts, at least. So what does that say to you about the likelihood of the cuts staying put, more or less?
Well, I'd say, you know, either I would think one of two things is happening there. One, you know, he could be playing an expectations game. Say that it's not looking as good as maybe we thought, or we shouldn't expect these to fix everything. And then if they come out and they're decent, and maybe they even look better than decent. But the other thing is, if anybody has access to these numbers, it'd be the governor. I mean, he can talk to his Department of Revenue, and they can give him an idea of what tax collections looked like in the all-important month of April for the state of Wisconsin. So it could be that he knows something, and he knows that these numbers aren't going to be the silver bullet that everybody thought they were going to be.
Sean, thanks a lot for joining us.
You're welcome.
That was WPR State Capitol reporter Sean Johnson talking about a new state revenue forecast that's expected to come out this week.